Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to talk NFL football.
Okay.
What do you do when one of your coaches threatened to have people kill your head? We have a soccer player who was dead and now is not dead. But first, Cam. Tight ends.
You're setting it up.
Tight ends.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
Criminally underpaid.
Horrifically.
What do you know about tight ends in the NFL? Do you have any foundation of knowledge about
the tight end position
in the NFL?
Nope. This is like noise coming out the backside.
Well, let me give you a little information about tight ends in the NFL. I've got a list of five tight ends who led their team in not only receiving but yards last season. George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, Darren Waller, Mark Andrews all led their team while still being an integral part of the blocking scheme. These guys spent anywhere from 80 to 95% of the snaps on the field. They're receiving for more than 1,000 yards. In many cases, looking at 97 catches for Kelce. And they have to go out and block.
Yeah.
The average, the franchise tag salary for tight ends is about $7 million less than a wide receiver.
Yep.
Cam, do you think you can make an argument that tight ends might do more than receivers in some situations?
Yeah, no, I can argue it till the cows come home. But they're, you know, the top guys do. I'm not going to say overall that tight ends are on every team more valuable. It really depends on the scheme and the style. But when we're talking about those players and those top-end players, there is no argument, none whatsoever, that you can tell me they're not more valuable than an edge pass rusher. They're not more valuable than your top wide receiver, because without them, without George Kittle, you have no edge running game. You have no ability to get to the corner. You have no ability to run your stretch runs, and you don't have that. You also don't have a red zone game. Just ask Tom Brady. If Tom Brady was standing in front of us right now and you asked Tom, I'm going to give you the choice of having wide receivers or Gronk. Oh, wait, he picked Gronk to come to Tampa with him. He wasn't begging Julian Edelman and the rest of the wide receivers. He knows the reason why. Why did the Patriots win that championship the last couple seasons? Because who caught those balls in critical moments in the Super Bowl and in the playoffs? Oh, that was Rob Gronkowski. It's not just he's a safety blanket. He's a massive weapon. And this is the other thing. When Jimmy Graham left New Orleans, Jimmy Graham was one of the first tight ends to ever try to get the franchise tag number of a wide receiver because he led the team in receiving. It was embarrassing that the league tried to set numbers based on tight ends that weren't even in that close. And Jimmy Graham was incredible at the time and deserved the kind of pay that produced those numbers. You mention all those guys right there and see that they have that kind of talent. The only two tight ends, where were the numbers, that are making $10 million or more?
Yeah, so according to overthecap.com, there are 24 wide receivers that average an annual salary above $10 million, and there are two tight ends. Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper are the only two that make that much.
Not Kittle, Kelce, Ertz, or Waller.
Well, and that the
brutal stat there.
The argument that you could make is that there are – few guys, and you kind of said that in there, that these guys that we mentioned are elite tight ends, and their separation between the rest of tight ends in football may be greater than what you see at the wide receiver
position. Well, it's the exact reason why someone like if you could use Zeke Elliott is not going to give you, I mean, that's, you're not going to ask him to have Chris Carson's not going to get that kind of money. Yeah. There is a gap between the talent of what you produce. But to tell me that a guy is supposed to be slotted in a number based upon what the market or what the NFL tries to tell you is that Zach Ertz is worth $15 to $18 million per year. Because that's what Odell Beckham gets. And Odell Beckham didn't even come close to those numbers or affect what Zach Ertz. George Kittle is worth $15 to $18 million per year. He's worth more than the best pass rusher they have. Because without that, they don't have the kind of production on offense. And so when I ask, when we see these numbers get laid out every year, it's not that all these guys, wide receivers, I mean, wide receivers get money thrown to them because they're divas and high maintenance and they're sexy and they look at all those guys and they do that.
Well, but also there's a market set for it too. Like if you picked, let's say the 15th best wide receiver is probably more valuable to his team than the 15th best tight end in the league.
No question.
There's a certain point where there's a lot of drop off. Now the franchise tag for tight ends is $10.6 million. By comparison, it's $17.9 million for wide receivers.
But
it's only $10.3 for running backs. Mm-hmm. So running backs that maybe, you know, what, there's two or three guys that are worth that, you know, $15 to $18 million. And then there's a much bigger drop off than Christian McCaffrey just got the highest salary ever for a running back, but he's also a receiver. If you put him in the special teams game, he is a rock star. He does everything on the field. He never has to leave the backfield.
Think about this. If I threw these numbers at you and I asked what you think, take the number of off his back of what he wears, take the position off. Certainly we know they're on offense. Okay. Here's the first player. 85 catches, 1,053 yards, 5 touchdowns. Next player, 97 catches, 1,229 yards, 5 touchdowns. 92.5% of snaps. The player before, 90% of snaps. Here's the third player. 88 catches, 916 yards, 6 touchdowns, 80% of snaps. And the last player, 90 catches, 1,145 yards, 3 touchdowns, 90% of the offensive snaps. If I just read you those numbers and told you those were wide receiver numbers, those wide receiver numbers, if they were wide receivers, if they were backs or a good quality player, those receivers would be making $15 to $20 million per year. But because someone says tight end, those guys is George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, and Waller. Those four players right there.
Yeah.
You can't just tell me you can plug and play that. So the value of what they're getting, they're the most underrated, underpaid player in all of the National Football League. And for me to be able to see that, because Travis Kelce and George Kittle are the elites of the elites, but it's Philadelphia is no offense without Zach Ertz. Zero offense.
Zero.
No, but when I mean zero offense, I mean zero offense. If you watch film, and I get it, you want to come watch film with me, we'll break it down on what Zach Ertz does to the middle of the field and gives one-on-one on the outside. If he splits out into the slot and gets in a nasty split, which is 5 to 6 yards, that removes a linebacker out. Guess what that does change? That brings a safety over the top because they know they have to double team him. What does that do to the box? That makes 6 and 7 man boxes, which then equates to a better run game. So when I tell you that their defense and their offense is not the same without those guys on the field for 90% of the time, I'm legitimately telling you is that they can't run the offense without those guys like that.
Yep.
In the schemes that they run and how they do it, it is significant. And of course, they're underpaid.
Well, and if you look at it last year, Zach Ertz, what did we say, 88 catches? Well, I mean, their receivers, Aguilar had 39 catches. Alshon Jeffrey had 43 catches. Those are your
doubled
top,
them up. He doubled them.
Top two wide receivers.
Doubled
and,
them.
And they were decimated with injuries. But yeah, if you look at the guys that are on the roster for Philadelphia, mm-hmm. they were talking about this during the draft. There is nobody.
Well, can I ask?
There's nobody that made any catches that's still on the roster for Philadelphia at the wide receiver position.
Buck, you're a 49er fan. And let me ask you this. How much do you value George Kittle on that offense? If I just
more than
said,
anybody else.
I mean, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, you had a chance. They didn't use George in the Super Bowl the way they should have. Can you imagine if Tom Brady would have been on that offense with George Kittle? What would have happened in the Super Bowl? You saw it because that's what happens with Gronk.
Well, I think they tried to use George Kittle, and he got taken away, and the receivers weren't good enough to beat anybody. Neither was the O-line, neither was the running game. So, I mean, I think they wanted to go to Kittle. They just couldn't.
What would you pay George Kittle if you were the general manager and you knew his deal is up, which it's up?
Whatever he wants.
Can I tell you really
Such
quickly?
Such a fan answer. I like that answer.
I'm looking at the Philadelphia Eagles. 58 catches, 607 yards, 5 touchdowns. Care to guess who that is? Or just what position he plays?
Yeah.
That's Dallas Goedert. That's their other tight end.
Mm-hmm.
The wide receivers, again, you have 43 catches, 39 catches, and then... And 3 and 4 touchdowns. The tight ends, 916 yards, 6 touchdowns, 607 yards, 5 touchdowns.
We're the most, and I say we, no longer am I. I'm just a former. I'm
You're
a former,
always part.
I'm a schlub. I'm an old schlub. But in a sense is that I knew, all of us knew that the time when in any tight end that plays that position understands that you do the dirty work. But there is no other position on the offense. None. And I say this truth, even in today's football, depends on how era of tight ends, of all the great ones that come around and played. There is no other position that can do what a tight end does. You can't ask that guy to be a hand down blocker against the best pass rushers and the best defensive linemen, because we do know that some of the best tackles, guess what? They move out like J.J. Watt and they go from a 3 technique to a 9 technique. So I have to block him. Okay, then I have to run against the best safeties in the league, the fast safeties, the Earl Thomases, all these guys, they cover me. Then I have to block and also run my routes against the best linebackers in the league, the fastest guys, the Bobby Wagners, the KJ Wrights. And then now what I have to do is I have to motion into the backfield and I have to block like a fullback like Juszczyk does, who really is a move tight end, and I have to move in motion. And I have to now move and adjust and know formations and shifts. Guess what a receiver has to do? Hey, I'm a Z. I line up on the right. I'm an X. I line up on the left. Receivers don't have to do any of that.
It's tough to remember. It's tough to keep that all straight.
It is the most difficult position other than quarterback to play on the field. Ask him. Ask any offensive guy to tell you. You have to have brilliant, successful, intelligent, athletic tight ends to be able to make it work. And if you don't, like Mike Martz, and don't care about the tight end, then you...
Do you play for Mike Martz?
No, I do.
Anthony with the quote to sum it all up. Tight end lives matter.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Also, one more from the Philadelphia Eagles stat lines. 50 catches, 509 yards, 3 touchdowns. Running back, Miles Sanders. So yeah. 2 tight ends and 1 running back top of the list for receiving yards.
And we'll continue
this. And wide
receivers,
$17.9 million on the franchise tag.
It's a joke.
Tight ends, $10.6 million. Running backs, $10.3 million.
The last two drafts, and we're going to get this draft and next year's draft, 2021 draft. An embarrassment of riches of wide receivers.
Yes.
Okay, you continue to pay those guys. Continue to pay them and watch them diva up and down.
There you go.
Not all of them are Larry Fitzgeralds. Those are diamonds in the rough.
We will continue with NFL questions for Cam Cleland. Cam, would you play for a coach that once said, I need you to kill Cam Cleland's head? That situation has come to fruition in the NFL. We will tell you who the player is, who the coach is, and we'll get your thoughts on it next. Dusty and Cam with Luke Anderson filling in right here on 1080 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.